This is Jim Leff, and I'm at a picturesque cafe of indeterminate Eastern European origins in the East Village, and I'm interviewing Elizabeth Bougeron. Elizabeth is the author of Seafood Shacks, which is a really cool guide to, you guessed it, seafood shacks throughout New England. And I was amazed because it included a lot of my favorites, very savvy assessments of them, some rather obscure ones. And since I'm currently headed up to New England, the wine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So seafood shacks. Clams.
Chin chin.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Since I'm currently heading up to New England where there'll be no more Alsatian Riesling. This is last Riesling before Tunnel. I thought I'd ask Elizabeth for some tips about not so much where to eat, because that's what the book does.
Right.
But how to eat and where to find. I mean, the thing is, I'm trying not to follow the work of others. Your tips look great, and I don't want to follow any of them. I just want to do it all myself. The ideal thing that would happen would be I would land in a seafood shack, and it would be absolutely fantastic, and then I'd go look at your book and find that it's in there anyway, and then find that we perfectly agreed with each other. And then $1 million flew down on my head, and then, never mind. Yeah, and there's many things I want, many things. Is she blending something? Oh, that's the cappuccino
milk. She's frothing something.
That's the last frothing before New England. Listen to that sound. I'm thrilling to it. I'm drenching my pores in the frothing of the milk before I head to New England. God.
There's not a lot of frothing in
New England.
No. Although there's some good frothing in Portland, Maine, but carry on.
Good frothing. Wasn't that a Beach Boys tune?
I think it was.
So how do I do it? Give me some tips. Give me some rules of thumbs for finding good seafood shacks as opposed to the crap and the crud.
Well, it's a weird thing because there is a balance. I started out at the beginning of the process of shopping the book around. I thought, you know, I don't want to cover the ground that everybody covers, which is, of course, what everybody says. But what I soon realized is that unlike, say, in New York City or L.A. or a bunch of places like that, just because it is known to tourists doesn't mean the food is incredibly bad. Which is sort of an interesting thing that I discovered. The weird thing about it is to realize that there are some places that are so on the tourist map, but their standards are just rock solid. Their standards are incredibly high, and you really do wonder how they manage to keep them, to maintain them, while serving X number of, you know, like, lobster rolls on a summer Saturday. It's kind of impressive.
Are you saying that this cuisine lends itself to volume without being degraded?
No, because actually a lot of the people I spoke to said exactly the opposite, which was you can't keep the stuff on ice, you can't keep the stuff on the stove, the stuff only exists from scratch, which was sort of interesting too. A lot of things were oxymoronic about the whole experience, but at the end of the day, something that was really delightful about it was that nothing was predictable anymore, which was kind of fun because there were places that had t-shirts and mugs and pens and their chowder was amazing.
Right.
And then there were places that literally, you know, you sort of drove down an unpaved path through the woods and you saw a bait shop and that wasn't the end of your journey. You had to talk to the guy at the bait shop to ask him if the chowder place another mile down the road was open today because only he knew, and so you'd wind up there. These are the kinds of extremes you hit. Some places are open in the summer only. Some places are open all year round. It's just a weird sort of landscape, which is what made it totally fun.
You never felt like you were really on top of it. It was always surprising.
Never, never.
Is bait shop something that I need to cling to? Do I need to go to bait shops?
If bait shops aren't where they're going to serve you the good food, they know where it's found.
I wouldn't order in a bait shop. I would assume
you might.
That... Wouldn't I get mostly wriggling worms?
You could, although the cool thing about those places is that sometimes if you hit it, if you time it right, they're heating up something for themselves that they'll share with you. But the cool thing is they tend to know where to go because they sell to a lot of the places that are great and make things in small batches.
Hold on, did you actually eat in bait shops where they were making themselves food?
I did eat in one bait shop in Maine where... The guy was, I actually was mistaken. I thought I had wound up at a restaurant I was looking for, but I was entirely wrong because I actually have a terrible, terrible sense of direction, which is a really bad thing when you're eating your way up
to
the...
No, it's the best thing. No, because getting lost in serendipity...
Oh, my God. I got lost so many times.
If you don't
and
get
I
lost, you never find good food. Yeah, that's the only way.
Totally.
Yeah, those are the... There's the same gene that makes that gives poor sense of direction is the chow hunting gene.
I like hearing you say that because I
found
my way.
Because it was so articulate.
Because it was terribly articulate.
The syntax was just so happening.
Because it was so wonderful, but also because it does sort of reassure me because I have a terrible sense of direction, and I did wind up at a country store in Port Clyde, Maine, where I thought that I was in a whole other village because they all have really similar-sounding names there. Each one is more quaint than the last, and I wind up here, and it's beautiful, and there are all these sort of little harbors and wharves sort of jutting out on stilts, and they all have little restaurants on them, and I thought, no, I'm really looking for this place that serves this amazing, amazing chowder. And I wound up in the Port Clyde General Store, which is exactly as you imagine it will be. It's this sort of ramshackle, you know, you want candelabras, you want bait, you want, you know, Frankfurter rolls. It's all here.
Wow.
Place. And when I went in there and I said, I think I'm totally lost. I'm looking for X. They said, oh, you know what, you're at least 18 miles away. But we make a really good haddock chowder here, and we use a lot of booze. And I was like, well, I'll be having a bowl of that then.
Yeah.
Really, really excellent.
Is it great?
Well, it's great because they make it in these tiny batches. They expect to sell out by the end of the day, and if they don't sell it all by the end of the day, they chuck it out. So it's one of these wonderful things that is made in the kind of batches that are made in a home kitchen, which is really wonderful in a lot of these places.
I have a place for haddock chowder in Worcester, Massachusetts. It's a diner, little diner.
What's it called?
I forgot. It's like this negligible diner, but incredible haddock chowder. I hope to get to report on that. All right, so I want to try to hit bait shops at mealtimes.
Yes.
And Whiskers with Kittens.
Raindrops and Roses?
These are a few. Where was I?
I think you were talking about places you were going to hit in Maine that were worth it in the off-season.
I was?
No, but I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay, you're leading the witness. Go ahead.
Well, you're going there in October, which is a little hard.
Right.
It's a little difficult. That's the weird thing about going there in the off-season is that the seafood gets better because the waters are colder.
But there's nobody to eat it.
First of all, there's nobody to eat it. And second of all, a lot of the places that are open during the summer are just closed because they close after Labor Day. And there's both everything and nothing wrong with that. Because you kind of want to hit these places. There are some places that are so magnificent, like Five Islands Lobster Company in Georgetown, which is just amazing, and they close up shop.
Right.
But there are other places like the Dolphin Marina in Harpswell, where you'll have the most transcendent bowl of fish chowder that will ever pass your lips in the off-season. And you really do have to drive a long time to get there, but it is absolutely worth it. And
is that in the book?
It is in the book, yeah.
Okay.
Reference it. Yeah, it is in the book. It's a great bowl of chowder. And it's interesting because a lot of the stuff that in Maine specifically, they have a lot of stews and chowders and bisques that are way more suited to October and November than they are to the summer that you'll be able to hit.
So it's sort of like the other New England.
Kind of.
Exciting.